You're listening to an encore presentation. You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome is simply the conditioning you inherited from some awful experience, parenting, school, whatever, bullying, you know, you name it, and I named it all yesterday. But the point is, once you have been impaled with it, penetrated by it as a young person when you should have been shielded from it, it sticks and transmogrifies you. Go look in the dictionary. Transmogrifies it. It changes you downward. It alters you pejoratively. And so that the identity, your identity, your sweet little beautiful angelic quality that every child has when they come into the world is, not destroyed, but corrupted, tainted. And that taint is the dominant influence over you for the rest of your life. Worse, every time you encounter a person, place, a thing, a smell, a look-alike, maybe a belt that someone wears that was similar to your dad that beat you, that person becomes like your dad and reinforces your conditioning. Or you submit to that person, you rebel against your boss, and you can't work because you can't work for authority, and you end up in jail. You're a rebel or a conformist, but neither way are you human. You're human only by potential of salvation. That's why we have grace. That's why God sent his only begotten Son. See, I'm not going to bore you with all that right now because you heard it all before. But also, the gatekeepers took and twisted the message of the only begotten Son and left some things out. Emperor Constantine sort of had a big hand in that in 319. The Nicene Constantine's way, he decided what Christianity should be, and that's your Bible. But I have discovered the secret of being still and experiencing him personally, so you don't need a rabbi and you don't need a priest. You have personal contact with your Creator. And then your conditioning vanishes. You become a real person again. Then, and only then, please, bear with me. It's painful to hear that you think you have, but you really haven't. And you can try not to be what you hate, and then you become the opposite. Then you find out you bring the qualities of what you hate out of your mate. See? Or your business associates or your friends. You try not to be, and you cater, and you bring the worst out. The very thing that you're trying not to be, you bring it out of those around you that you associate with. It's frightening. Now, ladies and gentlemen, try to understand this. If you could understand what I'm about to say without being offended by me, and if there's any psychiatrist or psychologist or doctor or minister would care to tangle you-know-whats with me, I'd be happy for them to call this program. They never have in 44 years, so don't expect them in another 44 years. It's called being born in sin. It means you're born subject to your condition. That's reasonable enough. If you're born in Borneo, you'd be a cannibal. Or you'd be a suicide bomber, and you wouldn't even know there's anything wrong with it. You think you're dying for the glory of Anna, and there'd be nothing to contrast, nothing to say, well, it ain't so. You're born a human being, and that ain't your God, so to speak. And so, to varying degrees, we have environments, and the parents have picked up the environment from theirs all the way back to antiquity, and we've got some fancy compensations called culture, and some cultures are better than others. Some of them are really bad, like being a cannibal or being a member of fundamentalist Islam, and some of them are really good, like, you know, democracy and Christianity, really good, but then they miss something. They miss, you're still Christian, but you're not a real Christian. You're a cultural Christian. You know the difference? You're Christian by virtue of conditioning. That's not the same thing. In other words, you're born saved. It's ridiculous. Or you get an emotional salvation. You get programmed through an emotional excitement. See? Well, that's emotional excitement is the programming. It makes you think that you are what you're not. That's called being phony. But you don't know you're phoning. You really believe that you're a good person, loving, and you're compelled to give your shirt off your back. But it isn't that way at all. It's just a delusion that you're not willing to divest yourself. It's the same thing if you're a wicked person, like Saddam Hussein. He doesn't like to think of himself as a wicked person. Nobody likes to think of themselves as a wicked. It's called ego. Ego masquerades itself as you, and you'll defend it to the death. So if you kill 1 million people where they were just bad people, then you're a good leader. We call that denial. Well, he doesn't know he's in denial. It's his reality. He makes his own reality. People do.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
You ever made an excuse? Well, there, you're right there. You belong with Saddam Hussein to varying degrees. Then if you say, well, doesn't everybody? Well, that's another excuse. Come on now. You're not living in reality. You're living in the inheritance of your forefathers, your biblical forefathers and your founding fathers. They were living in reality, and they gave you this wonderful country, and you're bloody well going to lose it soon with your drugs and your alcohol and your stupid psychiatrist and your stupid psychologist and your, excuse the expression, dumbass ministers. Pardon me, I don't mean to be rude. But they're all programmed. With a collar on, yes, father, no, father, yes, rabbi, anything you say, rabbi. Let me tell you something. You could learn the Bible in a lightning flash. That's what Jesus was able to accomplish just by his very presence. Suddenly, he connected everybody to his father because he was believable. Now, one thing my detractors want, they don't want you to believe me. Roy is a woman hater. Roy is a cult leader. You listen to the stories of your own ministers. They don't want you to believe me because they're afraid to lose their flock. I'm not afraid to lose my flock. I don't want a flock. I don't want someone sitting in the front row, you know, 80 years old, dribbling saliva down his side of his mouth and still doesn't get it. I look for new people all the time. This is a church of non-belongers. Individuals, not out-individuals. All right. Let me see if I can help somebody. All right, now we're going to go to our first caller. Is it Ferris? Hello, Ferris.
Hi, Roy.
Hello.
My problem is, I think I might be a child molester.
Were you molested?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think so. Yes. I don't think you remember it. Probably got a suppressed memory of some experience. You see, you've become what has done to you, what you've hated. You couldn't become a child molester without being molested. You really couldn't. There's no way. I want you to know you've been molested. You know, I bet my reputation on it.
All right.
So I tell you what I want you to do. You're not really. This is a very brave thing you're doing. I don't think you've molested anybody, have you?
No, I don't think I have either.
No. But in other words, you feel like you feel sort of strangely attracted.
Yeah.
And how old are you? Are you only 18?
Yeah, I'm 18.
How long have you been feeling that way?
The past couple of days.
It's sort of like just awakened in you, or has it been rumbling around a long time?
It's been rumbling around.
How long has it been doing that, Ferris?
For a couple of months.
You sure it doesn't go back to long further than that?
There's
only one possibility. If you haven't yet molested someone, listen, you may have been very badly hurt by your father. Were you badly hurt by your dad?
Was I what?
Were you badly abuse from your father?
No, I don't think so.
Was he a good father?
No, he wasn't a good father.
What was he?
He was never there.
Never there. So you long for a father? You have hunger for father?
Yeah, I wish I had a dad.
You wish you had a dad. Do you resent the fact that you...
I resent my dad.
You do?
Yeah.
Was he a weak person?
I'm weak.
Is he weak?
Is he weak? No.
Yeah. Is he mean?
He's mean.
That's what I thought. See, we leverage it out of you a little bit. So he was a mean dad, was he? Do you know how mean he is?
He once when I was young and I spilled a glass of water twice, he slapped me.
Yeah, so he's really mean, isn't he? Yeah. But you don't remember him molesting you, but you remember him being mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you hate him.
I don't know if hate is too strong of a word.
But you resent him.
Yeah.
Well, that is hate, did you see? You've got lots of hate towards him, haven't you? I mean, it's piled up. There's lots of reasons like that. He just didn't do that one time because that's not a big deal. But in other words, he's done similar things to you very often all your life. Similar things, right?
Last time when I went to go visit him, he said I drink too much, I smoke too much, I'm too fat.
He's always verbally abusing you. It's verbal abuse, isn't it? There's no love there.
This is turning into a sob story, and I can't have
no,
that.
No, that's all right. This is some stuff I need. Now, let me tell you this. Have you ever said to yourself in your life, when I grow up, I don't want to be like this, my father. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good man to my kids so that they will love me. Did you ever say anything like that to yourself? You love children, don't you?
I don't love children like love them.
But you know the difference. But you seem to have an attraction to children, like love, right?
I seem to have an attraction to children. Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like love because if you hate your dad has tempted you to fall away from what love is, and you do need love. And so now you're a man, and you've become something like your dad. See, you have grown up to be like your dad, but you can't admit it to yourself. You don't want to be like your dad, do you?
No.
Do you understand how it is that a person becomes what they hate, what they resent in your case? The word resentment is hatred.
I'm not sure if I understand it, but I've read some of your books.
And that you haven't listened to my CDs yet?
No, I haven't.
I tell you what. Now, this is what you're going to discover. Now, look. Either you've been violated, either by your father or other people. See? You're left alone with them. And you've forgotten it. That would do it. But another thing would do it would be that you're not yet one, but you're like a Michael Jackson, who I think we all had a very violent father. I don't think Michael Jackson was sexually abused by his father. I'm not sure about that, but I doubt it. I think you are in the same role, playing the same role as him. But he is much more esoteric. He had such a violent anger towards his dad, but now he is like his dad, and he doesn't want to be like his dad, so he's going to do the opposite. He's going to be as kind and as loving, and since he has a lot of money, he wants his children, he wants kids to love him. And he wants lots of kids to love him to take away the pain of the anger towards his father. Because we think, even women think this, that if they can make a man love them by being extra good to their boyfriends, the boyfriend will be so pleased and give them the kind of love their father never gave them. That boyfriend's love would redeem them. So they surrender themselves to men and are as loving, as kind, and as subservient as they possibly can be, hoping that the boyfriend or the husband would appreciate them, and all that does is that the boyfriend abuses them. And so
it's like I'm in the Matrix. It's like they have control over my body.
Yes, but you see, you want to become a child again. You've lost your childhood. So you want the love of your children. You want to become.
I wish I was a child again. So
that's right.
Believe.
You wish you were a child again. So what you're doing is absorbing by being drawn towards the child. And the only way you can actually become a child again is to violate the child, to take away from the child the innocence and get the rush of becoming the child, the life of the child. It doesn't work, of course. You see, you understand this, that you've lost your life. You've lost who you are.
Yeah.
And so this is of an envy of the child, you see. And so that envy of the child is a lust. So there's a part of the beast in you, which is just like your dad, which you don't want to be.
You know,
you
what?
Want to get...
the only girl who ever liked me, I couldn't even say I loved her.
Yeah, I know, because you didn't have any love. And but look, I tell you what I want you to do. You'll find that I'm on the right track, Ferris. You're basically a good kid. You really are. If you be so kind and let me send you my CD, no charge, would you let me do that?
Yeah.
I'll send it to you overnight. Okay?
You're listening
and then
to
call
Advice
me next week.
With Roy Masters.
You just hold off for next
you
week.
You can reach
stop
Roy at
so 1-800-866-8883.
That's 1-800-866-8883. Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say on the basis of 20 years' experience that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You know something, though? That the conflict you have is a good thing. Do you know there are lots of people, child molesters or would-be, they don't have any conscience about it at all. This is a good thing. This is your saving grace. This pain you're suffering is a very good thing. Now, this is your potential salvation, that you are stricken by conscience. The only thing is that you need me to show you how to make your connection so that you become transformed by the renewing of your mind from within. You can't change you. You are conditioned. You're a slave. You're drawn to the little boys or little girls. It doesn't matter. You're drawn to them because you want their youth. It's, you know, the parasites of the world live like that. In a manner of speaking, you're about to become a parasite, living off the life of like a vampire. That's what Saddam Hussein is a vampire. He lives by the rush of other people dying. His fortune is by other people's misfortune. Lots of people are like that. You lost your youth that way. You lost your innocence to your father that way. He took it away. But remember this, someone took it away from him. And we always do unto others what was done unto us. We always do it. None of us. There's not a person in this audience that isn't guilty in one way or another of what you're doing. Not one single person. Whether they like it or not, in one way or another, is guilty of this, because we cannot help ourselves.
It's like,
all of us.
It's like there's two sides of me warring with each other.
That's right. Well, that's an easy war to fight, because if you stop struggling, I ask you now to realize that it wants you to struggle with it. It wants you to hate that side, because that side is your father. And the more you hate it, the more you resent yourself, the harder you are on yourself, the more power you give it to be what you don't want it to be. Do you understand that, Travis?
So just relax.
Let go and let God. Listen, of yourself, you can do nothing. Have a little faith. Meaning, you don't know what faith is, but I'll tell you what it isn't. It is struggle. Because struggle means that dark side of you has tempted you to do war with it as if you could save yourself. See? It means you don't trust what is higher than you are.
You know what? I thought I was Jesus Christ. And then the thought came into my head, like, love Jesus. I had bad thoughts about Jesus Christ.
I know that's the dark side of you.
Bad thoughts about Jesus Christ.
That's the dark side of you. See, I'm telling you, the dark side is playing with you, and the dark side is not you. Now remember this.
I hope it's not me.
The dark side masquerades as you, and you think it is you, and you struggle with you. And it wants you to struggle with you. It's the struggle, your own fight with it, that's making you worse. Now, I want you to step back quietly, close your eyes for a minute, and realize that that part of you that's under a compulsion is only your body and your brain, but it's not really you, the soul. And realize that of yourself, you can do nothing. That alone would cause you not to struggle. See? Resent not evil, not resist. The wrong word is resist. The synonym is wrong in the Bible. Resent not evil. Don't even resent your own evil, as if you could overcome it, because you feed yourself to it. So listen, believe me when I tell you that it's not you. It is the ego masquerading as you and making you feel utterly condemned. You are not condemned. You are about to be saved. Do you understand, Ferris?
I think so.
You're about to be saved. Now look, listen, close your eyes for a minute. Is your eyes closed?
Yeah.
Put your right hand by your side.
Okay, let me sit up.
Yeah, sit up. And put your right hand by your side.
Okay.
And then focus, just be aware of the center of your forehead just so you can see your thoughts. Just look at your thoughts. They're not yours. If they were yours, you could change them, couldn't you?
If what?
Obviously. If they were your thoughts, you could change them.
Yeah.
But you cannot change them, therefore they are not your thoughts.
Yeah.
You don't want evil thoughts, but you get evil thoughts, therefore it's not you that thinks. You see? So now be aware of your right hand and just feel the warmth of your right hand. Just feel you be aware of your right hand and you'll see it just... Just being aware of it just tingles a little bit. See it? Just be aware of it. Just notice it. That's all I'm asking you to do. Not much more. Now look, be aware of the middle of your forehead. And just watch the thoughts passing by. And if you get caught up in a thought, an evil thought, any kind, just stand back. It's a daydream. That's all it is. And you're the daydreamer. You've got to come out of the dreamscape. Just look at the thought. Don't struggle with it. Just say, oh, I see what I'm thinking. That's not me. And then funnel your attention. Just as you're looking at the thought, be aware. Just be conscious of your first finger, your second finger. Just as it tingles, move your attention from one finger to another. And as if a little flow of energy was rushing down into your being. And you just do that for a while and sit quietly. And just do that. Look at the middle of your forehead with your mind's eye. Watch the thoughts going by. If you get caught up with a thought, don't struggle. Uh-oh, here I am daydreaming again. Just become aware. Even if you drift away for 10 minutes, come right back. Something will remind you, oh, you're daydreaming. Be aware of the thought. It'll only be for a fraction of a second, but in that fraction of a second, be aware of your first finger and your second finger until each finger tingles in turn, and do that for 20 minutes, and you should get lots of relief. Magical things will happen if you just do that and nothing more. Okay? Now, a dark side might rear up its ugly head, so I go, boo! Don't you overreact and don't be upset. Just keep looking at whatever appears in the gloom. Just keep looking at it. It can't hurt you. Okay? It knows what frightens you. Just look at it. There's not. And that, just looking at it and not struggling with your thoughts and whatever it is that rises out of the gloom, will save you. The realization that of yourself you can do nothing, and that there's something beyond you, relaxes you. And in that, through that relaxation, God saves. You call me back, and you give your number to my operator, to my board operator. I'll send you some material. All right?
Okay, thanks.
Are you okay in a little bit now? Are you a little better, calmer?
I don't know how I'm going to make it through this day. The last couple of days have been like a living hell.
Are you on the web?
Yeah.
Go to my website, fhu.com. The exercise is there. The meditation exercise is there for free.
All right.
Do it. fhu.com. Okay. Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, applies to all of you, to some degree. Do you understand me? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's a difficult thing to do. I'm just trying to get you to realize that the answer to 80% of your, even what appears to be pathological problems, lie within the realm of your mind and heart. And you've known that before, and doctors are just beginning to realize that there's a strong component between physical illness, even the compromising of your immune system, and emotions. And of course, if you can't control your emotions, you're not human. Absolute control of your emotions is necessary, you know, but otherwise, you know, you're like a marine. Sir, yes, sir, you don't let the enemy take you over, and you don't cringe in the face of fire. Well, that's very necessary to have that kind of courage in the face of fire, isn't it? Well, why can't you deal that when your husband comes home? Why can't you deal with the small, everyday things of life? Why do you cringe in the face of that? Why do you let that get to you? It's because you have no grace. You don't have any control over your life, because once you start reacting, you go on reacting for the rest of your life. And then things never get any better. It's just because you don't know how not to react. And behind that is because you don't know how not to be resentful. Resentment is the loser's response. Would you please recognize that resentment is no normal thing? There's another way of dealing with it. There's another way of dealing with life so it doesn't get to you. And you see how many problems will clear up. You'll be surprised. And other problems, your whole life will change spiritually.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax-deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to an encore presentation. You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, we're going to go to our call. Jerry. Hello, Jerry from, well, I don't want to mention the town. What state is it in?
Michigan.
Ah, you're a Michiganer.
Yes.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, I've been meditating now for about 3 years.
Yes.
And my current wife is in kind of upset condition because she's convinced that I don't love her.
Oh, I understand
anymore.
That.
She thinks that the way I am now is terrible, and she
you're not the romantic kind with your tongue hanging out for her all the time. I understand that.
Yeah, and now she She just called the attorney this morning, and she wants to set up a divorce, I guess.
You have children?
Well, see, I had two marriages previous with children in each of those two marriages, and then she and I got married after I retired. I was about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
After I retired, she and I got married, and I was going along with this this game that the world teaches, you know, this romantic stuff and all that.
It will kill you. The romantic stuff will kill you.
Yes, I understand that now. But now she has been so upset with me. She's so angry with me. She's crying and she can't sleep at night.
It's like you're hurting her by being your own self.
Yes.
Unless you, in other words, she wants you to worship.
I feel very bad for her. I decided.
No, don't do that. Don't feel bad for her. You know, that's, let her go through that hell. And you hold your ground and you love her. And you see what's wrong with her. She does not know how to deal with love. She thinks she's a typical female, a broken female. Not all women are like that. Laura's not like that. And there's a lot of others. Laura Ingraham is independent. There's lots of wonderful women out there who think like men. And listen carefully so you understand it. Women are emotional by nature, unstable by nature. Every woman, of course men, boys do too, but what every woman needs is the love of a noble father. The wife needs the love of a noble father as if she was a naughty girl. Every sensible woman knows that they need to see love shining in a man, not lust. Now, there's a certain kind of woman that encourages, nurtures the lust of a man, and there's a damned if you lust her and damned if you don't. Because, you see, lust feeds that emotional, irrational side of a woman. And that irrational side of the woman is a monster. So you just feed, yes, dear, anything you say, dear, they'll suck the life out of you, work yourself to death for approval, and all your children will have contempt for you because they see you as a horribly weak father. Because she's sucking you in with, you know, becoming dependent on her approval. And she gives you a little bit of pleasure, and she gives you it whenever she wants something, and she withholds it whenever she's displeased with you, and you're not giving of yourself enough, and you're not giving her enough money, or whatever the hell it is. This is a sickness of the age. But this is glorified. And no wonder men are in the doghouse, because they all fall for it. Now, the rule of thumb is this. Women are not supposed to be the center of love in the home. We got it backwards. Women are supposed to be loved. Now you women libs, go fly a kite in a thunderstorm, because I'm the man of my house, and the master of my house. But I'm not a brutal master. I'm a loving master. I am a benevolent dictator. Benevolent meaning I love my wife. I love the hell out of her, but I don't embrace the hell in her, because I'm not weak. So I will oppose her when she's wrong. Every woman needs a man when she's unreasonable, when she's trying to get a willful little way. And there it is. She's testing the man for love. Just like children. They test their fathers and parents for love, and you've got to say no sometimes. Then they cry as if you'd hurt them. No, you haven't hurt them, and you have to know that you haven't hurt them. And they cry louder. And with women, they're more difficult than children. They're older children. They're willful. They have a very strong, powerful will. And they have you by your you-know-whats when you get married.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, Every program you hear is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Sex. Once you taste that pleasure, you want to hold on to the pleasure, and you don't want to displease your wife because she's going to take your pleasure away. But that pleasure happens to be how you're being reconstructed. You're being recreated because you're dealing with a very dark Eve. And so the war is this, and you're winning this war, and you need to divest yourself of this woman if necessary. You are loving her, you're not giving in to her strange ways, and she's acting like you're killing her and destroying her, and she's going to go around to all of the neighbors, and she's going to go to the attorney, and the attorney's going to take up her cause. The attorney represents the sick world we live in. And you know, what you don't need is a woman anymore.
I agree.
What you don't need is a woman anymore. What you've done, three marriages, tells me that you built your life around the approval of a woman, and you've just woken up. And you've started the relationship on the wrong foot, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I agree.
And now you've awakened, and now you're taking a stand, and she's losing her power. And she feels an agony. She's got to find another man who's going to give in to her.
I understand.
That's a parasite you got in there. Now, she might be a good woman if you just stand your ground and cool your jets, and no matter how she screams and yells and hollers and rants, hold your ground. There may be something good in there yet. I've been doing that for 51 years. My wife still doesn't get it.
I understand.
But I love her. I will not give her, I will not give her that sick love that every woman, you know, gets, you know, and then realize, you know, what she's got. She's got a weak, beastly man, weak man for love or a beast for love. That's all she's going to turn you into. They can't help themselves, the poor little buggers.
I understand.
You do understand?
Yes.
So you hold your ground, and you don't be offended, and you understand it's a game. You understand you're not dealing with her. You're dealing with something dark in her that's come from every generation ever since.
Okay.
And if she doesn't accept, there's a lot of women would love you for that. There's a lot of women looking for a man like you. Maybe you'll find another one of these days. Maybe you won't. But there's some women look for that kind of love. They see your test your relationship with God, and what they're looking for is to see if you love what's right in your heart more than her. If you love what's right in your heart when she tests you and you don't fail, she gives you herself with gusto. She's glad to join you and become with part of you so that she begins to think like a man instead of you thinking like a woman.
Understand.
See that? Because men are going to think like women, and men who think like women are in agony and they're living in hell.
Yes.
With a woman who thinks like a woman. Now, you know, nobody's ever heard this stuff before, and I hope it sort of, I hope it galls everybody.
Okay.
All right?
It's great. It's great. I appreciate
You feel better now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want to know? Listen, I've been married 51 years. My wife's got a will of iron. She's bright. She's smart. She's Teflon.
Yeah.
And she can give a lecture better than me because she remembers every word I say, but she isn't me.
Yeah, and I believe this woman is very similar that we're talking. You know, this wife that's trying.
They're all those kind are alike.
She is very strong willed, but I feel sorry for her.
No, she doesn't have a will. There's no such thing.
Okay.
She's possessed by something she doesn't understand.
I get
and
it.
I'm possessed by something I don't understand. But we're coming from two different worlds. It's a war of the worlds. You understand? Man and woman relationship is a war.
Yes.
And it's very, very rarely won by men who are men because men don't know how to be men. They keep thinking there's something wrong with them because they've got to please their wives. And if they please their wife, they get the best pleasure they ever got. For a while until it turns into a living hell.
Yeah.
Until they start feeling conflict for that pleasure and that servitude because they're serving the female and the darkness in her instead of the goodness of the Lord in their heart. And the woman needs to be saved from that. The woman needs to be saved by the noble quality of men. Every man has to be a woman's Jesus.
Understand.
You understand that too, don't you?
Yeah, it makes sense, yes.
Yeah, sure it does. But, you know, to certain kinds of liberals, it doesn't make sense. Because there's certain kind of people in the world that are wheedling away that are like serpents. They encourage this relationship, the sick one, like Hollywood. They encourage it. They create the horror, the misery, the suffering, and then we all on drugs and alcohol, and we cry to our government to save us, and they're not going to save us.
Right.
They're going to make us worse and make us more dependent. It's a miserable old path all the way down to slavery.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude, you're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store in Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to an encore presentation. You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The traditional idea of love is sick. See, there's another way of loving. It's honor and duty, but, you know, before, the pleasures. You love your wife. You love her and you don't dishonor her. Before, especially, hopefully, you don't dishonor her before you're married. Then you start off on the right foot, if you know what I mean. But if you start on the wrong foot, it still can be fixed. But if you start off on the wrong foot, which means you have sex before marriage, then your wife will hate you for the rest of your life. Because she has you in a wrong way. See, you came down. You came down away from your consciousness of what it means to be human. I know you let your... You were deceived. Everybody's deceived. Don't get me wrong. There's very few people in the world that doesn't get caught. Now, this doesn't mean to say there's no solution. But you may have troubles as you wake up, like Jerry. He woke up and the wife is used to, you know, blood-sucking him, you see, and power, keeping him thinking he's a man when he's a wimp. You know, making him think he's the boss, but she's the boss maker greater than the boss. All right. Look, by the way, I gave a lecture... Sunday week on surviving the medical matrix. I gave a local lecture in Grants Pass. We're having a regular schedule of meetings. The winter schedule is the Riverside Convention Center in Grants Pass. If you happen to be around, there'll be four or five different speakers besides me: David, Diane Lindemann, David Masters, Emmanuel McLittle, and myself. Every one of them are excellent speakers. They'd say some things that I couldn't think of saying. You see, they have their own perspective, and they're very mature people, and especially my son and my daughter. You never heard Diane speak. She's a brilliant speaker. So's David. David is absolutely... He's on his radio show, too, so... But he has a brilliant speaker. He speaks in pictures, metaphors, like the Matrix. So I have a... I think you need to get a copy of this. This won't be on the web, this one. It's how to survive the medical matrix. In other words, how do you deal with the non-caring of medicine? They're giving you pills and treating you like a, you know, cattle in a cattle chute. Pill, shot, next one. No explanation. See? They haven't got time for an explanation. Besides, most people just want to feel better. You're not. You're different. You want to know why. You want to know how you can help yourself and what you can do to change. So get a copy of that. It's just whatever the lecture costs. There's a price on all my lectures. All right, we're going to take our call. I'm sorry to take up so much time. Thomas Orange, hello.
Hey, Mr. Masters, pleasure and an honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
Last week I lost my closest friend unexpectedly, which has got me to thinking about my own mortality. And I'd like to...
How old are you? Just a young man, aren't you?
I'm 44.
Oh, you sound younger.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm wondering if it's possible to know God without being religious.
Yes. If you are religious, you may never know him. Being religious may be a deterrent. For instance, if you were an Al-Qaeda, if you were one of those Islamic fundamentalists with dynamite around, you know, they're religious, but It would be a detriment, wouldn't it, in our opinion? It would also be a detriment to be a person who practices religion like a Shakespearean actor on the stage. They think they have what they have. I call that cultural Christianity or cultural Judaism. It's got the form, but not the substance. You follow?
I see.
So the form is good, from which you can derive the substance. So I encourage you to read the Bible. But I also encourage you to learn to be quiet so you could understand what the heaven is talking to you about.
Yes, and I have been doing your meditation.
Has it been helpful?
It has been helpful. I've only just received it a few days ago.
Oh, well, then you got a long journey to go.
Yes, and I have many friends of different denominations who have shared their teachings with me, from Buddhists who affirm that I will be reincarnated into a baby's body.
That's all. You know, that's bullcocky. But you can believe it because... that's very confusing. That means that there's no such thing as sin, because in the end, you're going to be okay. It's not true. You've only got one chance. Use it. If I was a betting man, I wouldn't put my bet on the fact that I'm going to come back again, would you?
Well, I don't want to believe it. Logically, it makes sense of why bad things happen to good people.
No. Bad things. There's another reason why bad things happen to good people. You want the real reason?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If you'll hang on, we'll start the program over again with you on the other side. Can you wait for 7 minutes?
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. My conversation with Thomas, which I'm going to have in a minute, very important conversation, which has to do with, you know, reincarnation and can you find God without religion? And I would say yes, but religion is helpful as long as it's the right one, because Buddhism and others are atheistic, especially Buddha doesn't believe in God. There's some kind of nirvana representing some peace in heaven, or non-existence perhaps. Well, of course there's a non-existence, but through which non-existence comes in existence. Be still, empty your mind, and know that I am God, and experience Him, etc., etc. But we're going to go into that in a minute. I just want you to know that we're born, as I said in the opening of my broadcast, in case, just to bring forward the essence of the subject matter generally, is that the good book, the religious book, which I like, and I know is true, historically and spiritually, we were born in sin, which translates into modern language, we're born subject to our culture. So if you are born in subject to a culture and it takes a grip on you, it sort of crowds out what you would have been without the culture. What would you have been if you just were born to parents that just loved you and encouraged you to be whatever was waiting to unfold, like the seed of a tree? So you grew up, if you were an oak tree, you'd be an oak tree.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude, you're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.